This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. On Friday, the U.S. Senate confirmed White House nominee Rabbi David Saperstein as a State Department watchdog for international religious freedom. However, Saperstein finds the religious freedoms granted to Hobby Lobby troubling. Saperstein essentially says that reproductive health trumps religious freedom rights. In a horrible defeat for conscience rights for medical professionals, a British court this week ruled that a pair of midwives who didn't want to be involved in assisting abortions must do so. Midwives Mary Dugan and Connie Wood won a lower court decision last year, but health service abortion advocates appealed. Nearly 200,000 people who seemingly cannot tolerate a family with 19 kids on TV did their best to get the show 19 Kids and Counting canceled by the TLC channel. However, those efforts paid off big time for the TV show, as the publicity helped them gain over 50,000 fans on Facebook. TLC will not be canceling the program. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. Two stories at lifenews.com tell how moms were told by doctors to have abortions because of disabilities that somehow never materialized. The stories tell how obviously glad the moms are that they did not listen to the experts. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.